to hunt, and we'd blind him.
Oh, blind him?
Oh, yes. So he couldn't see which direction you went and where you went. We tie our eye go with it. And whenever the boss that was with him would go around and see that they were all hid, he'd come back, untie the handkerchief, say, go after them.
Where did you hide?
And I forget now what they call that. But anyway, if he started hunting, well, somebody would beat him. In them time we used to buy such as flour and sugar. We'd buy that in a wooden barrel that was made with staves. Well, we'd have that barrel turned over. And we'd run. The one that would hide would keep him. He had to tag those people. You get the idea?
Or they could beat him back to the...
to the drum. And boy, man, you'd see some of the darnest come down you ever saw in your life.
Now, did you ever have those things that you could get on and one person get on one end and another get on the other and they'd start?
No, they had that to swing. They had swings built like that.
Uh-huh. Or ones that would go around, did you ever see them? They'd get on, some people would get on one end.
No.
They'd stick a stob in the ground.
No.
And they could go up and down on them?
Yeah, but we never had none like that here that I remember of.
Did you ever play games with knives?
We used to have on Sundays, a bunch of the community would get together and have horse races. But that would be no gambling, no money bet. Just see who had the best horse. I broke the record here on foot racing. And I broke the record on jumping far. Broke the record jumping high. Tried to get a man, he come out here to get me to go over and run in Abbeville.
Uh-huh.
In Delcombe. Two places.
You should have done it. Why didn't you do it?
Well, my folks wouldn't let me go. We used to do that. Now, my brother-in-law had a great big stallion one day, and we got into an argument about jumping. He said, I don't see that. He said, they just didn't get the right man against you out here to jump in the height. And he had that stallion saddled up with the saddle on him right in front of him. I said, I can jump over that horse of yours. He said, you can't do no such stuff. I backed off, about a little further than we were to my car, and I cleared the saddle and everything, never put a hand on him. Right in the middle of the saddle.
That's good.
Jumped over everything.
Boy, now you were a jumper.
And running jump, I jumped 21 and a half feet. 21
and a half
feet. 21 and a half feet. That was the first teacher that took a little interest in us was a fellow by the name of Childress. Woody Childress. He was crippled. He had been hurt. Of course, he could walk around good. And he was a boarding at my oldest sister. Well, he was with us then more than he was at where he was boarding. Because I had two brothers that was just a couple of years each older than me. And they were going to school too. But outside the school, he'd come home. We'd do anything we wanted to with him, or we'd tell him anything we felt like telling him. He wouldn't try to correct us. We'd put the boxing gloves on and knock the water out of him. I knocked him down several times. He was short, little bitter fella. He'd get up and laugh about it, or he'd run dances.